To many observers, Mike Quigley has had one tough job. He's consistently battled setbacks, criticism, and political pressure. But there are many who are applauding his efforts. Simon Palin reports.
Mike Quigley has shown his commitment to the National Broadband Network from day one. He came out of retirement to lead NBN Co. He was also proud to be the company's very first employee back in 2009.
Somebody who spent most of their career, in fact almost all of my career, in telecommunications. This is a wonderful opportunity to bring high-speed broadband connectivity across the nation.
Mike Quigley also donated his first year's $2 million salary to charity. One man who knows him well is independent telecommunications analyst Paul Buddha.
I think the reason why he took it on is his passion for the national interest. He really saw this not as another job, but as an opportunity.
Mike Quigley was born in Kent, England, in 1953. He's married with three daughters and is a cancer survivor. Before spearheading NBN Co., he had a 36-year career at French telco Alcatel-Lucent. He was president and chief operating officer of the company before returning to Australia in 2007. He was instrumental in negotiating the deal with Telstra, which paved the way for the NBN rollout. But his 4 years at the NBN have been dogged by delays. He's been under constant and intense pressure to get construction of the project back on track. Last November, he again defended the project.
It's a massive project, biggest infrastructure project ever undertaken in Australia. Of course, it takes some time to get this project going, but we really are now making good progress.
Mike Quigley has also been under intense political pressure. Former Communications Minister Stephen Conroy gave Mr. Quigley his full support. But the opposition communications spokesman has repeatedly made clear that he doesn't believe Mr. Quigley has the appropriate skills and experience. Malcolm Turnbull in April this year.
If a rational, business-like, responsible government were assembling a board of directors to manage the construction and of a large telecoms infrastructure project, you'd think you'd have somebody there with relevant experience.
Paul Buddha says he laments the politicisation of Mr. Quigley's role and the attacks that have come in particular from Mr. Turnbull.
Unfortunately, like many other countries, the national broadband network gets bipartisan support. We now also have that, but it took 2 years of, or even more, 4 years of battling and very nasty attacks on NBN Co. and on Mike Quigley. And that, of course, has left its scars. And that actually made it impossible for him to continue. I really think it's a sad story. It reflects bad on us, you know, on a country where, you know, somebody who's done such a lot of good, yeah, is then putting in such a position. I don't like that at all.
Mike Quigley has also been praised today by the Telstra Chief Executive David Thodey, and Vodafone Hutchison Australia Chief Executive Bill Morrow was equally supportive, saying Mike Quigley's work has left a tremendous legacy.
Simon Palin reporting.